It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. This week, we heard about yet another lawsuit related to the Flint water crisis. A Flint resident is asking the Ingham County Circuit Court for a one-person grand jury to investigate Governor Rick Snyder's role in the crisis. Specifically, the complaint says Snyder violated the Constitution when he used tax dollars to pay for his outside legal defense. It also calls for a criminal investigation. Jack, how do you see this playing out?
I don't know how it'll play out. I really don't have any idea, but it's conceivable that they'll appoint a one-man grand jury who would almost certainly be an Ingham County circuit judge to look into this. Now, Republicans are going to say this is politically motivated, and it is. Mark Brewer, the former Democratic state chair, is the lawyer. He's an expert on constitutional issues. But even though it's politically motivated, it may well be justified. And there are a lot of people who think it is very, very curious and not proper for the state to be paying upfront millions of dollars for its potential criminal and civil investigation. Now, someone from Attorney General Schuette's office told me that the Attorney General can't defend him on criminal issues. I've been told otherwise, but they're claiming that anyway. But the thing is, he hasn't even been sued yet. Now, they're making a lot of ballyhoo about the criminal investigation part. They're also paying for a civil investigation, but they're paying that to a law firm headed by a prominent Democrat. So the Democrats are a little more muted by that.
The campaign to outlaw fracking in Michigan wants the State Court of Appeals to strike down a 180-day time limit on collecting petition signatures. Governor Snyder signed a law back in June that says signatures that are older than 180 days can't be counted. Jack, this isn't the first time we've seen a scuffle over this law. Do you think we'll see more of these battles down the road?
Well, no, and I'm kind of puzzled they're bringing this up because they've already had a decision saying that there's nothing wrong with this law, whether it's fair or not. Yeah, it is sort of changing the rules in midstream, but the Court of Appeals and certainly the Michigan Supreme Court is not going to find on behalf of the people who want to extend these signatures. What the fracking folks probably ought to do is just, even though it'll cost a lot of money and be a lot of effort, start over. But you can argue it either way. You can certainly make an argument that you shouldn't change the rules while these things are being gathered. But in practice, 6 months has been the informal rule for a long time. And, you know, after 6 months, people may change their mind and some people might die. So I think it's a fairly reasonable limit.
Let's turn to the presidential race. Hillary Clinton was back in Michigan this week, just a couple of weeks after Donald Trump's most recent visit. Next week, it looks like we're going to hear from both vice presidential candidates. Mike Pence and Tim Kaine are both expected to visit the Detroit area next week. Jack, what can we expect to hear from these two?
Traditionally, presidential candidates take the high road, although it's arguable in this case, and vice presidential candidates go and really attack the opposition sort of savagely. And in the case of the current campaign, that role has been sort of reversed with respect to the Republicans. But the real question is, frankly, how much longer Donald Trump is going to try to seriously contest Michigan? There are new polls showing that he's now behind by double digits. The problem is he's behind by double digits in a lot of other important states, and his strategy depends largely on flipping either Michigan or Pennsylvania or both, states that have voted Democratic consistently in presidential elections for almost 30 years, and winning one or both of those states. But as of now, the polls show he's unlikely to do it. In the past several election cycles, after about this time, Republicans abandoned Michigan. McCain did, Romney did. So far, Trump isn't. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.